Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, my name is Jeremiah, and I'm calling from Allentown, Pennsylvania. I'm calling to make a comment and also have a little short story of my own that I want to share. Now, the comment is about the most recent episode that I heard yesterday when I was at work. It was about a lady who was driving on the highway, and there was a truck behind her that she thought was going to pass her, and it ended up disappearing. Well, I kind of had a similar experience. I was driving from Allentown into Quakertown, and it's just a small little stretch of highway. And when you get to the small town of Quakertown on 309 South, once you pass Quakertown and stay on 309, you get to a small little stretch of highway that takes you all the way into Philadelphia. Well, I had just got on that small stretch of highway. It's around the area, I think, of Telford or Percy. I'm driving down the highway in my left lane, and there was a small red car behind me. And when the car was behind me, it was kind of getting close, like kind of too close. That's why I was looking back, like, what's this car doing? So I see him flip his signal and go over to the right lane like he's gonna pass me. Well, this area of highway, there's no exits yet. I had just passed one of the exits, and there wasn't any more exits for another couple of miles. And I'm waiting for this guy to pass me because I saw him go into the right lane, and he never passed me. So I turned around to see where he was, and the car was gone. So I wanted to tell that lady I had a similar experience of a car that just disappeared, you know, which is weird. And when it first happened, I wasn't really thinking ghosts, you know. I was thinking maybe I was just driving for a long time and just kind of mistaken what really happened. But I know that's what happened. And so that's kind of one experience I wanted to share, plus a comment to that lady. But I have an experience of my own that I wanted to share too, which is kind of freaky. And just to kind of set the stage for what was happening, two things. My wife, her father passed away about 20 years ago. And recently, she'd been having, like, he'd been coming to her in her dreams, kind of. Like, he would talk to her and tell her things. She'd always tell me she had a dream about her dad. And her dad told her this, her dad told her that. Well, that's just kind of a part of what I'm about to tell you. The second part is, where I live at, there's an abandoned house. And the guy who used to live there, I guess he went to jail. And at some point, he was in jail. He got out, and he came back. But the house was already pretty much boarded up. The city took it over. And he would just kind of come and sit on the front porch. And when he came around, the neighbors didn't like it. I guess when all this happened, when he went to jail and stuff, it was before I moved there. And he was a crackhead. He was trying to break into cars, break into people's houses. He was stealing stuff. And the neighbors didn't like it. So I didn't like it either. I was nervous. And what he would do is he would park his car across the street of my house in this small little parking lot of the church. And that's where he slept. He was sleeping in his little car. Well, the one morning when I was going to work, I went to work. And I work about an hour away from where I live at. And my wife calls me on the phone, and she's like, "Did you leave yet?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I left, you know, like a half an hour ago." I'm like, "Why?" She's like, "Well, I keep hearing noise downstairs." I'm like, "Well, it's not me. You know, maybe it's one of the kids, because we got four kids, and sometimes they'll go down and use the bathroom or whatever." So she's like, "All right, whatever." So then she calls me back again, and she's like, "The alarm on your phone keeps going off, keeps turning on." I'm like, "And?" She's like, "Yeah, well, I keep turning it off, and it keeps turning back on." I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Just turn it off. So then she calls me again. And she's like, I don't know what's going on, but downstairs, the kitchen sink, the water keeps turning on. And I'm like, well, somebody got to be down there. One of the kids got to be down there. Something. Somebody's down there turning the water on. And she's like, no, there's nobody down there. The water's turning on and off by itself. And it's freaking me out. And I don't know what's going on. And I'm just like, I don't know what to tell you. You know, I don't know what to tell you. I'm almost at work. It's not me turning the water off and on. So I don't know who will be turning the water off and on, but I don't know. And so she hung up. She calls me back again for the third time. I don't know what's going on. The battery, your cell phone keeps going on, the alarm. I keep turning it off. I took the battery out, and it keeps ringing, and it's freaking me out. I keep hearing the water turning off and on in the kitchen. And finally, I took your cell phone. I threw it down in the basement because I don't want to hear the alarm going off anymore. Once she had my son take the phone down to the basement. And that's when I started getting a little freaked out. I'm like, wait a minute. You took the battery out of my phone. The phone keeps ringing, even though the battery's taken out. At this point, I don't know if I even believe her or not. You know what I mean? So then she calls me back again. And she's like, I finally went downstairs to see what's going on with the water. And I hear my father telling me, in a voice in my head, my father tells me, don't go downstairs. Don't worry. It's me. And I'm doing what I can. I'm working to help keep you safe. And this time I'm even more freaked out. I'm like, all right, you must be having some kind of crazy dream. I don't know what's going on, but that's just weird. Your father's coming to you to tell you, don't worry, he's working to keep you safe. And so that was the end of it. It wasn't until about 2 or 3 months later when the weather started getting better. This was last winter when this happened, that the weather started getting a little better outside. It was just about spring. And I went out to the backyard to do a little bit of cleaning. And right by our bathroom window in the backyard, I have a piece of wood that's covering that window. That way nobody can see in our bathroom window, you know? And so I noticed that the piece of wood was moved to the side. And when I moved the wood, I can see that the storm window in that bathroom window was ripped open. Like somebody, I could tell it was all marked up. I could tell somebody shoved the screwdriver in there and was trying to pop it up, and they pulled the window up about 6 inches, but they couldn't get the window up the rest of the way, so they weren't able to get inside the window. And that's when I got these chills over me. I'm like, wait a minute. This could have been what was happening that morning when my wife was having all those experiences. Maybe it really was her father that was, you know, working to help protect her, making all that noise downstairs and with the alarm and the water going off and all the strange noises my wife was hearing. Could have been this freaking crackhead that was sleeping in his car across the street, and as soon as he saw me go to work, was trying to break it in my back window. And it could have been some kind of, I don't know, divine intervention or whatever you would call it, you know, the spirit world. My wife's guardian angel, I guess her father, was actually working down there to make all that noise to scare this guy away. So that's my story. I thought it was kind of strange, and I believe it's true. And I thought I would share that with you guys. I thought you guys might think it was interesting. I don't know if you had anybody else who had a similar experience of a spirit, you know, protecting and doing things to help keep them safe. But I thought you might find it interesting, and I'm glad, you know, I hope I have the opportunity to get this on the show. And I want to say thanks for just having the show and giving everybody a platform to share their experiences. Thanks a lot. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.